we're going to kick off this new year and new month the same way we do every month. And that's by checking in with Director of Advocacy and Government Relations for the National FFA, Riley Padgett. Now, Riley, after covering it for what feels like forever, we finally have a farm bill. How did this finally come about and what does it mean for the immediate future?
Yeah, I think you're right that we have talked about this along every stage, which it almost feels like a baby, like this farm bill baby that we've just kind of watched grow up. It's finally got arms and legs of its own and is walking and talking. And so you're right that in mid-December, President Donald J. Trump signed the farm bill, bipartisan farm bill, in the same year that the bill was introduced, which is the first time that's happened since 1990. And so at the signing ceremony at the White House, past national officers David Townsend from Delaware and Piper Merritt from Oklahoma were able to celebrate and be on stage where they were able to be featured as impact stories on ways that the Farm Bill was focusing on young and new and beginning farmers and, of course, agricultural youth organizations. Because as you know, in that Farm Bill text, there is an inclusion of the creation of an Ag Youth Organization Coordinator at USDA, giving students of all kinds and all backgrounds and all diversities all across the country a real voice and a real seat at the USDA table. Also at that signing ceremony were national FFA staff members, some local FFA members from a nearby community in Virginia, and the Virginia State FFA president. And so it was a really momentous occasion, of course, for farmers, ranchers, and producers, but also for young people. And so it was fun to celebrate that way.
And the signing of the Farm Bill capped off what has been a great year for the National FFA. Give us some of the highlights that you've seen throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, 2018 was so fun, right? Like, not only did we welcome the president and two cabinet-level secretaries to convention in October, we also celebrated 75 years of giving from John Deere. And if you were at convention, you were able to see kind of this like mini museum where you were able to walk through and check out farm equipment and machinery from over the years, the last 75 years. And then, of course, see that really cool decked-out tractor that a local FFA program or local FFA chapter and Ag Ed program was able to refurbish. We also welcomed the Blue Room to the National FFA Convention, as you know, and we were eager to welcome the Blue Room there, where we were able to feature innovation and technology and expose students to those careers in agriculture. And if you weren't a part of that, I hope that you can be in 2019 at our convention, but even more so that I'm excited that it extends convention and that a lot of the lesson plans and the things that we're working on with Blue 365 or FFA Blue 365, if you will, will really integrate into schools and FFA chapters all across the country.
Tell us a bit more of that if you can. We all know about the Blue Room itself at the convention, but as students return from the holiday break, what can they expect to see in their classrooms from the Blue 365 initiative?
Yeah, so in 2018, we also welcomed several new sponsors, right? And it's always really exciting when we're able to welcome someone new and fresh from business into the giving circle at National FFA and to expose them, these sponsors, donors, and friends, to the programs and initiatives going on at National FFA. One of those was Microsoft, who paired up with Agrinovis Indiana and others to, again, power up the FFA Blue Room at National FFA Convention. And so those two, and again, other business and industry supporters and friends will help us deliver curriculum and content to teacher educators all throughout the United States in 2019. In fact, Microsoft has teamed up with National FFA to deliver Farm Beat kits, which are kits where students can apply for them online. There's, of course, you know, a select amount of kits that will be given to students. And you can find all of this on FFA.org, by the way, where students can apply for these kits and integrate the technology and innovation powered by Microsoft in their local greenhouses and on their school farms and with their supervised agricultural experiences. So there are things that measure soil moisture and temperature, and it's all over my head, to be quite honest, but it's a really cool technology that students can totally take advantage of, and it's all because of that partnership with Microsoft. And so be on the lookout for plans in 2019. There's additional cool resources like those FarmBeat kits that students can apply for, and also some really cool stuff coming your way that is totally free and totally accessible to every teacher educator. So if you can't find it on FFA.org, be asking your ag educator about it, because he or she ought to have access to that and should be exposing you year-round to the technologies and innovations of agriculture.
And by the way, speaking of FFA.org, the website has received a serious facelift over the course of the last year.
Yeah. And, you know, what's really cool about this is that it looks fresh and clean, right? But some of the resources are still in the same spot. So often when you revamp something like that and something of that size, things get mixed up or they get put in different locations. The locations are mostly the same for the most part, right? Like we mostly kept them in the same location for teacher educators and students. But it looks so clean and its ease is so great. So we've heard really good things. If you have a problem with that, of course, or if you have an issue or you can't access something, you can always let us know. You can send me an email or you can send the help desk an email, which can be found on FFA.org, and we'd love to help you out. The purpose of having this is so that all of our students and all of our teachers can access information at the click of a button.
So looking ahead now into 2019, what are some of FFA's biggest missions and goals for the 12 months ahead?
Yeah, so FFA has set three really strategic pillars for the organization going forward into 2019. One of those we just talked about, which is career and leadership success for young people in the modern world, which Blue Room fits so nicely into that. FFA Blue Room and FFA Blue 365 fits so nicely into that. As we really prepare young people for the next generations of careers and careers that might not even exist today. Another pillar is teacher recruitment, retention, and recognition, in which we will really help our partners at National Association of Agricultural Educators and others to prepare the next generation of workforce and to also equip our current workforce of teachers with the tools that they need to stay in the game, to be fresh and to feel like they're getting something out of it also. We want to develop them professionally and recognize them for the success that they're having in the classrooms. And then the third of those pillars is literacy and advocacy for agriculture, food, and natural resources. Of course, if you're familiar with FFA and if you have been an FFA member for any time at all, you know that one of the platforms that National FFA has been agricultural literacy and advocacy, in which we prepare young people to better speak to their peers and community members about how their food is grown or how the fuel that goes into their car is produced or how the clothes end up on their back. We find it's a real need for us to be able to communicate those things with people who think differently than us or who, quite honestly, just might not know where their food comes from. And so part of revamping that and making that platform a pillar then for 2019 and beyond means that we will be launching the Greatest Advocate Challenge, which if you know National FFA's four-step effective advocacy plan and that model, you know that there, again, are four steps: develop, do, and reflect, to creating an advocacy event or outreach program. And the January, February, March, and April of the calendar will follow those four steps. Chapters, state FFA associations may all apply for the chance to win a school-wide pizza party and a visit from National FFA officer to be determined who that is, but a National FFA officer in May at the end of the school year to celebrate with you that your school or that your state FFA association was in fact the greatest advocate this year. And of course, you will learn more about those details on FFA.org. There's a coming soon page that will be totally launched next week. And your school or your state association may apply for funds for a stipend to help host that event. So we're really looking forward to that. Again, FFA.org has a coming soon page now that will be launched entirely next week. We're also really looking forward to things happening in February for National FFA Week, as you know, and ramping up the programs and initiatives that will roll out during that week as we celebrate FFA and agricultural education in February. Lots of things going on in the spring, and I can't wait to discuss next with you all the things coming up for February and March more in detail. But 2019 is going to be big. We're excited for this year, and we're excited to watch our young people grow and succeed.
Well, we're certainly excited for it, too. And Riley, thank you very much for starting off the new year right here with us today on FFA Today.
Yeah, thank you all.
Riley Padgett, Director of Advocacy and Government Relations for the National FFA Organization, joining us from Washington, D.C.